Welcome to the IC Maidan podcast. We are so glad that you've chosen to listen online. If you would like to know more about who we are, why we exist, our service times and location, or how you can get involved, then check out our website at icmaidan.com. We hope you enjoy the message today. All right, good morning. Welcome to IC Maidan. Man, it's so good to see you guys today. If this is your first time at IC Maidan, we just want to say welcome. My name's Adam, and I'm one of the pastors here at IC Maidan. And man, I am so excited about this new series that we're starting. In fact, I've been excited all week since I found out that Pastor Chris was going to give me the honor of starting this series about generosity, living generously. And the reason I'm excited is because this topic has really made a big difference in my life. It's impacted my life in a big way, just from the, you know, the examples of people in my life that have been generous. And even in the pursuit of trying to become a more generous person, it has really affected my life in a big way. And so I know it can in your life as well. So I am super pumped about this service. And man, it's been so exciting. We're talking about living generously, and I know that probably the first thing that comes to your mind when we talk about generosity is money, right? Obviously, generosity does have a lot to do with how we use and we spend our money, but it's so much more than that. Being a generous person is really a lifestyle. You can be generous not just with your money and your finances, but, man, you can be generous with your time, generous with your talent, your skills, your abilities, right? Anything in your life that you consider valuable can be used in a generous way. And so I'm going to start with this statement right here. It says, being generous is more than just the act of giving. And that's so true. It's more than just giving something. It's like I said, generosity is a lifestyle. And here's the truth. You can be generous and still be stingy. You can be generous and still be selfish, actually. Because generosity is not just about the act of giving. It's also about how you give and even why you give. The motivation behind you're giving. So, for example, I heard this story one time of this family that attended church one day. And so they went to church, and the pastor was talking about generosity. And so during the message, he gave some examples about how you might be able to practice generosity. One of the things he told them was that you could invite, you know, a family or invite someone over to your house for dinner and spend time with them, you know, just an example of being generous. So the husband and the wife went home that day and they talked about the message and they said to themselves, well, maybe we should invite someone to our house and be generous, right? So they did. They called a family from the church. They invited them over for Wednesday night dinner. And the family agreed, and so they come over, and they're all together at the dinner table, and they're getting ready to eat, and the wife who prepared all of the food asks her 5-year-old boy if he would pray and you know, say the blessing for the food. And so, you know, the boy's 5, and he's a little bit shy, and he tells his mom, but Mom, I don't know what to say. So his mom said, well, it's easy. Just say whatever your dad said at breakfast this morning. So the boy says, oh, okay. So he folds his hands, you know, and he closes his eyes, and he goes to pray, and he says, Lord, I cannot believe we invited those awful people over to our house for dinner tonight. Amen. Man, that's terrible, right? That's embarrassing. But listen, that's such a good example because even though they were giving technically, they weren't really being generous, right? They were only doing it because they felt like they had to, like it was an obligation. And that's the difference between people that are generous and people that aren't. People who are generous see generosity as an opportunity, not as an obligation. And it really is. Generosity is an opportunity to do all kinds of things, really. In fact, I love what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. Now, from the scripture, I think there are four things that can be considered opportunities for us when we're generous. Here's number one. Generosity is an opportunity to strengthen our trust in God. Man, this is so true. Your faith will grow the minute that you give money, right? Why? Because you're giving something away that you feel like you need. And when you give something away that you feel like you need, then all of a sudden you are forced to rely on Him. You begin to see Him as your provider. Your faith will actually grow when you become generous. Number two, generosity is an opportunity to do good to those in need. The way that we would say this at IC Maidan is really it's an opportunity to make a difference. Generosity, man, is an opportunity for you to impact the life of another person. You can make a difference through your generosity. Number three, generosity is an opportunity to deepen your relationships with others. I love this one. In fact, this is so true in my life from my own example or from my own practice. If you will go out to eat with somebody, maybe it's just like a regular day, you and your friend, you go out to eat, you know, and nothing special about the day, it's just another day where you guys are hanging out, eating together. At the end of the meal, go ahead and pay for it. Just pay for it. No, it's not their birthday. It's not some special occasion, right? Just pay for it. You know what that's going to communicate to your friend? Your friend is going to step back and think, wow, they really like me, right? They really love me. They're doing something for me just because they can. Not they don't have to. It's not my birthday, right? They don't feel obligated. They just want to pay for my meal. Man, you'll be shocked at how much deeper of a relationship you can build with someone when you are generous with them. Number four, generosity is an opportunity to experience a deeper and more meaningful life. I love what that said at the end. It said, by doing this, by being generous, you will store up for yourself a treasure as a good foundation for your future that you may experience true life. Man, I love this principle, and it's so true. The life that God planned for you, the best life, a better life, a more fulfilling life is found when you begin to give. There is joy. There's so much joy and fulfillment and satisfaction when you begin to actually make a difference in the lives of other people. You begin to become more generous. You begin to get more joy. That's the way that God designed it. So how do you become a more generous person? Because let's be honest, man, it's not easy, right? It's not easy. We don't always just naturally want to be generous. We don't just naturally want to give away our time and give away our money and give away our resources. So how do you do that? Well, generosity, I believe, begins in the heart. You have to be, if you want to become a more generous person, you've got to develop a generous heart. You can't be generous on the outside if you're not generous on the inside. Why? Because like we said earlier, generosity is about how you give and why you give, not just the act of giving, right? So Jesus gives us a really good clue about how to do this in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. In other words, whatever is valuable to you, if you will take that, wherever you place that thing that's valuable, wherever you put that, however you spend that, your heart will actually follow it. So let me give you an example. Does anybody like to play video games here? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. Don't be shy. I know you guys like to play. Yeah, there we go. There's some hands. You like to play video games, right? What happens when you get a new video game? You start to play it, right? Well, you only play video games really in your free time. If you're, you know, responsible. Maybe some of you play it in when you're not free. But really, I'm talking about that time where you could do anything with it that you want. Right? Not the time that you have to go to work and do all those things, right? The time that's valuable to you is the time that you can choose what you do with it, right? So when you get a new video game and you get some free time, you start playing that video game, what happens? You want to play that video game more and more and more, right? All you PUBG fans know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I see you playing on Sundays. I love it. But it's true. You begin to spend a little bit of time that's valuable to you on something like a video game, and you just begin to want to play video games more and more. Well, the same is true with generosity. If you will take some of that time that's valuable to you and spend it on something else that doesn't benefit you, maybe it benefits others, eventually your heart will follow that, and you will begin to want to spend more time on others. You will actually want to become more generous. The same is true with your money. If all you do with your money, and again, I'm talking about the money that you choose what to do with it, right? There's obviously we have money that is spent even before we get it, right? That's the money you spend on your house and your utilities and eating. I'm not talking about that money. I'm talking about the money that you get to choose what you do with it. If all you do is spend that money on yourself, guess what? Your heart will follow that. And you will just begin to want to spend more and more and more money on yourself. That's how people become greedy. But if you will take some of that money that you get to choose what you do with it, you take that money and you bless somebody else, Jesus says your heart will go wherever you put your treasure. You will begin to want to bless others more and more. You will become a more generous person. However, the problem is generosity, like we said earlier, is not just about the act of giving. It's also about how you give, why you give. So I'm going to give you four ways to give. And I'm not talking about like, you know, credit or debit or transfer online. I'm not talking about that. Four ways to give that will help you to become a more generous person. Here's number one. Give joyfully. Give joyfully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. Don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. Why? Because God loves a person who gives cheerfully. In other words, if you're giving just because you feel pressured to give, then you're not really being generous, right? You're only giving out of obligation, but generosity is not an obligation. So instead of waiting until someone pressures you to give, you don't necessarily need to give under those circumstances. You need to give to something at a time that you want to give. Give it joyfully. Be excited about your giving, knowing that you can make a difference through your generosity. Number two, give selflessly. I love this one. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others. See, there's the motivation. Don't do it to be admired. Don't do it so that others will see you do it. He says, because if you do, you will lose your reward from your Father in heaven. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. You know, I think it's easy to give sometimes when we know that when we give, it's going to come back to us, right? In fact, it's easy to give to people who we know can give it back. Sometimes I think we even give to people in order that they might do us a favor later, right? That's not generosity. That's giving with yourself in mind. Generosity is about giving selflessly. Listen, if you want to become more generous, give to people that can't pay you back. Give to somebody knowing that they're not going to do anything for you in return. That is when you become a generous person. Number four, give thankfully. I love what David in the Old Testament said in 1 Chronicles 29. He was praying a prayer to God, and he said, "O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." Man, this is such a good attitude. This is the attitude of someone who's generous. Oftentimes, our attitude is, no, I earned my money. I worked hard for this. This is my money, and I'll spend it how I want. Listen, if that's your attitude, it's going to become very difficult for you to become a generous person. But if you change that, you change your perspective and you say, you know what? No, God is the one that gave me this job. He's the one that put this ability inside of me. He's the one that sustains me. He's the one that keeps me where I'm at and provides for all of my needs. If that's your attitude, it becomes very easy out of your thankfulness to God to become a more generous person. I lied earlier. I told you there were four, but there's actually five, so I'm going to give you the fifth one. Give intentionally. This one is so good. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, this is the writer. He's actually writing to a church about how to give. He says, "Now regarding your question about the money being collected for God's people in Jerusalem, you should follow the same procedure I gave to the churches in Galatia. On the first day of each week, you should put aside a portion of the money you have earned. Don't wait until I get there and then try to collect it all at once." Man, I love what he says here. I love that this is in the Bible. But let me just explain. He's talking to a church who wants to give a gift, an offering, so that they can help the people in the city of Jerusalem, because the Christians there were suffering and they were being persecuted, and so they had a lot of needs. And so Paul tells them, if you want to give, and you want to give well, if you want to be generous, don't just wait until I get there and then try to come up with some money. He says, you can put aside a little bit every single week so that when I get there, you will have something to give. You can be generous. In other words, what he's telling us to do is plan your giving. Plan to be generous. In fact, we do this at IC Maidan. Obviously, you guys know, if you've been here a little while and you're family with us, every single week we give a little bit of money in the offering. And so then what we do with that as a church is we take that and every single month we put aside a portion of it into a separate account that we call our missions account. And that money is specifically there so that when there is a need, if there's some natural disaster or there's some believers that are suffering, we don't have to wait. We don't have to come together and try to come up with some money. We already have money aside. We can just give it immediately whenever there's a need. In fact, we use that same fund every single month to give to local missions here in Maidan, to people who are making a difference in our community. We give to support them. We plan our giving. Because we want to be generous. We want to be a blessing. We want to make a difference. And you can actually do the same thing in your own life. You can plan to be generous. Listen, in your schedule, every single week, you decide what you do with your time. If you want to be generous, just plan a week ahead. Okay, I'm going to spend this amount of time something that benefits others and not just myself. It could be spending time with someone that you know needs a friend to be with. It could be serving at your church. It could be so many different things, but you can actually plan in your schedule to be generous, right? Be intentional about your giving. I think the most generous person, the greatest example in my life growing up was my parents. Man, they've always been so generous. In fact, I had two friends that I grew up to next door. And whenever my friends came over, my parents would go out of their way to make sure that we had a good time. In fact, we had this cabinet in our kitchen. And inside that cabinet, we actually called the cabinet the junk food cabinet. You know what junk food is? Junk food is that food that's like, it tastes really good in your mouth, but it's really bad for your body. You know what I'm talking about? Snacks and candy and cake and all this stuff. My mom would keep that cabinet full. And whenever my friends came over, we could have anything we wanted out of that cabinet. Now that sounds crazy, right? Another thing she would do, we would spend hours in the morning playing video games, and about lunchtime, she would come into the living room where we were with plates full of chicken nuggets and french fries. She would cook all this food for us so that we could just keep eating and keep playing our video games. Why? Because she wanted to be generous. Another way they did this, they had two rules at my house that I loved. We had a lot of rules, but I don't really like rules. But there were two rules that I loved. One was this. Anytime I wanted to, any day of the week, I could invite any friend, any person that I wanted, and they could come over to our house for dinner. The only rule was I had to let my mom know in the morning so that she would have enough time to prepare enough food for me and my friends. Any day I wanted. They were just ready to be generous, right? Another rule they had that I loved, any weekend, Friday or Saturday, any weekend, as long as we were in town, anybody I wanted to could come over and spend the night at our house. Any weekend. Now, I know you're probably thinking, no, the only reason she did that was to keep you at home, right? So you wouldn't go somewhere else. And that might be true. But man, that is generosity. Being willing to welcome any person, and I had a lot of weird friends, man, but she would let anyone I want come to our house and stay the night with us, eat dinner with us. Why? Because she's generous. Growing up, man, it just seemed like she always looked for opportunities, any chance she could, to be generous. And you know what? I think that is exactly what our God is like. If you want to know the greatest example of generosity, I think it's Jesus. I think it's our Father in heaven. In fact, Jesus talks about this in the book of Luke chapter 6. He says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap." And then he says this, and this is the important part. He says, "Because with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." All right, I'm going to show you an example of this. I have an illustration. Josh Mann is going to help me out. Josh Mann is, he's going to play the role of God. Now, he's not God, obviously. He's a good guy, but he's not God. But he's going to play the role of God. And I'm going to show you what this looks like. Do you have, here it is, my small bucket. Okay. If you are trying to become a generous person, you know, you're just trying to get more generous, maybe you should probably start off small, right? And Jesus said, remember, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So you could consider this like a measurement, right? I'm going to fill this up. This is the measure I'm going to use. It's kind of a small bucket, but I'm going to start small. So maybe inside my bucket, I can fit some of my time, right? So I'm gonna put some time in here. I'm gonna be generous with my time. I'm gonna, you know, serve at church or hang out with that friend that's lonely. And Jesus says, whatever measure you use, you give it to me, and I'm gonna do something with it. So this, I'm gonna give it to God, and this is what he's gonna do. Jesus said he's gonna press it down. He's gonna make room. He's gonna, you know, make sure that he can get as much as he can in there, and he's gonna fill it up until it is overflowing, and then he's gonna give it back to me, right? That is a picture of how generous God wants to be with you. He is just looking for an opportunity to be generous. And he says, listen, if you just, listen, whatever you give me, I'm going to press it down, pick it up, and fill it up until it overflows. And I'm going to give it back to you because I love you. But that's not even the best part. You know why? Because he said, whatever measure you choose, that means I can choose the measure. I can choose how much I want him to put in my bucket. So to be honest, if I'm choosing, I'm going to get a bigger bucket, right? Yeah. Josh, go get that other bucket. Oh, here it is. Okay, so this is a better measurement, right? This is a better measurement. So inside this bucket, you know, I can fit all of my time. Man, I can fit some of my finances, you know. I can give in the offering. I can pay for my friend's lunch. Man, I can do all kinds of stuff. In fact, if I know that God is going to do what he did to that bucket, I'm going to just put everything in here, right? I'm going to put everything I can. I'm going to make sure that my bucket is as big as possible. I'm going to give him everything I got. Why? Because I know what he's going to do with it. He's going to press it down. He's going to make as much room as he can, and he's going to fill my bucket up until it begins to overflow, and then he's going to give it back to me. Man, that's incredible. If you want to become a generous person, you've got to get a bigger bucket. And it's so beautiful what God wants to do. Thank you, Josh, man. I appreciate it. You guys give it up for Josh, man. That's exactly what this scripture is talking about in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. It says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger, but the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed, and those who help others are helped. In other words, what God is saying is, listen, I will give you back more than you could ever give to me. I will make your world bigger. Listen, that's the kind of world I want. I don't want my world to get small. Listen, I want people's love for me to grow bigger. I want people's patience with me to get bigger. I want people to have more time for me and for my needs. But you know what that means? I have to get a bigger bucket. I have to grow my generosity larger and larger and use whatever God's given me and be generous and give it to others. I'm going to ask the band to come. I want to take just a moment and talk for another minute just about God's generosity. Because actually, God gives the same way that we talked about earlier. When God gives, he does it generously. He doesn't hold back. So when God gives, just like we talked about, he gives joyfully. In fact, the Bible says that when Jesus gave up his life on the cross, when he came down to this earth, it says that he knew the joy that was ahead of him. And because he wanted to experience that kind of joy, he endured the cross. He endured the pain and the suffering and the shame. Why? Because he knew that it would produce joy in his life. He was happy to give his life away. He gave selflessly. Listen, no one told Jesus that he had to come down to this earth to live among these people who would eventually murder him. He did it freely, willingly. No one forced him. In fact, there were people who tried to stop him. Even Peter, like Pastor Chris talked about last week, Peter tried to stop him, and Jesus refused. He gave willingly. He was generous with you. He gave intentionally. In fact, the Bible says that from the beginning of time, God planned how he would send Jesus into this earth to pay for the sins of all mankind so that we could live a life of freedom and purpose. He planned to give. He was intentional about his giving. Would you stand with me this morning? It's so much easier to become a generous person when you realize how generous your God is. When you realize how much God has given us. Listen, even if he never did anything else except send his son Jesus to pay for our sins, man, that is enough. He has been generous with us. And this is the attitude, I think, that we should have going into this series is just remembering, man, my God is so generous. He is just waiting for an opportunity to bless me. He's just waiting for an opportunity to fill up my bucket. Would you bow your head and close your eyes with me? I'd love to pray for us. Lord, I'm so thankful today for your word. God, we are so thankful for your generosity, Jesus. Lord, we realize today, God, that there is nothing that we can give that will ever outgive what it is that you want to give back to us. God, even if we try, Lord, we cannot outgive you because you are a generous God. You are a God who loves your people and loves to bless them. Lord, we pray that that attitude, Father, that idea and that realization, Lord, would be the thing that motivates us to become people who live generously. God, who are generous, not just with our finances, Lord, but generous with every part of our lives. God, generous with our time, generous with our talents, Lord. Help us during these next few weeks, Lord, to become people who live generously. We love you today, Jesus. We honor you. God, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.